Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What it do? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we're definitely chilling at the place to be here at the Kick It Spot. Yay. Well, what's going on? As Thanksgiving has come to a close and the week of Black Friday and Cyber Monday winds to an end, I know we should all be, like, so grateful for our beautiful, blessed lives. And apparently you came up with a couple of new accessories for the house, maybe a couple of Christmas gifts for the family, you know. I know I personally do like a little bit of Black Friday shopping, but we'll get more into that as the evening goes on. What another week, guys. This has definitely been awesome. So what has all happened? Where have we all been? It's just been awesome. It just really has been. We're going to talk about it. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun, you guys. We're going to definitely chill, kick back here at the Kicker Spot, kick up your feet, throw your head back, and matter of fact, I should get a drink. That's what I should get. That's what I need in my hand. Could someone get me? Oh, that's right, I don't drink, huh? I sometimes forget that, but, I mean, it's not like a little crayon. Apple juice don't go a long way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So anyhow, you guys, if you get the opportunity, I recommend swinging by tangelo.com to check out the website, and you can go down to the bottom where it says add to the email list to get yourself added to the Tangelo Live email blast list. You can definitely stay in tune and connected all things Tangelo Live. Also, you can swing by tangelolive.com where you can do any of your online book purchasing. If you happen to be in the market for a new title, a new book, ebook, definitely swing by tangelolive.com. Check it out. We focus on celebrity book authors, but you can pretty much find all books there. So that would be awesome as well. And don't forget, please, to follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook, and definitely up to YouTube. I can always use, your support and those endeavors, okay? Definitely hit me up there. So I think that's all my social media, right? They can definitely find us in all those great places. Also, I want to later on today we're going to have a really fun discussion as I prepare to tell you guys about some really cool stuff we have going on this. This coming month, it's going to be a lot of fun, so you definitely want to stick around and stay tuned as we get into all of that, okay? Now, without further ado, what else? I'm sorry, let me see, hold on. Get my little notes and stuff here. Like I said, I mentioned Black Friday real quick. Turkey Day, we had Thanksgiving Turkey Day. Oh, everybody, guess what I did for the Thanksgiving? I made my first turkey. Yes, all by my own self. Well, I paid a lie back. My neighbor, good looking out, Connie helped me out. I went downstairs to my neighbor's house, and she helped me put this turkey together. But it came out so beautifully. It looked like it was professionally done. And funny enough, it wasn't only looking good, it tastes good. And for those who know me, they know I don't really cook. I mean, I don't. I'm a microwaver to the hills. But I had decided I wanted to try something new, and so I tried to make a turkey. And I made a couple of other pieces, too, but that was the premier piece with the turkey. So big ups. Woo-woo. Thanks, Connie. I look forward to doing it again. And then I also mentioned Black Friday. I hadn't planned on going anywhere, but my baby sis was like, yes, you don't have any plans, but I already booked you. And so we definitely got out there that night, and it was fun. I haven't done the whole Black Friday shopping thing since we were kids, sleeping outside and stuff like that. But we hit up Walmart. Line was way too long, so we left. Went to Kmart. their registers were down. That was horrible and ghetto, so we left. And then we just went over to a nice, reliable Target. Everything was beautiful, and I came up on a new Blu-ray player. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, and a bunch of DVDs. I've been into them. I'm loving it. So that was me on that one. You guys definitely hit me up and let me know what you guys caught up on or what you guys collected on Black Friday. Maybe I should tweet that. What did you get on Black Friday? I guess it's kind of – or Cyber Monday. I tried to get that whole Cyber Monday thing, but I was kind of busy, and I didn't really know how to approach it. So anyhow, I guess I'll learn that next time. Yeah. And then lastly, you guys will want to count down the days because, as you notice, 2012 is quickly coming to a close. Things that I never thought would happen this year have definitely taken place. I mean, you just look up and you're like, yes, right now we got Veronica nodding, like in agreement. Yes, definitely. I mean, this year has just been so over the top. Everyone feels like it's so rushed and they can't believe it's coming to an end. But for me, it's definitely been a great, productive year. And I'm telling you guys, people start getting real crazy this time of year. I don't know what it is, but I guess people look back and realize all that they did or didn't do, and they just start getting crazy. When you look back and you see that you didn't do much, hey, get into gear. You know what I'm saying? Get into gear. So I know when I look back over 2012, I want to say to myself, what did I accomplish? Matter of fact, you should look back on your 2012 and ask yourself, what did I accomplish? Good question. Good question indeed.
You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
All right, so for tonight, you guys, we have a wonderful relationship tip for you. The relationship tip for the evening is going to be communication is a three-way street. It is what I said, what you heard, and what I meant. Three parts. What I said, what you heard, and what I meant. We'll go into that a little bit later. Also, you guys, Hollywood is buzzing these days. I mean, there's so much going on in Little Tinseltown. And inside the Celebrity Hub tonight, we'll discuss Bobby Christina Brown in the bad car accident. You got a girl, Jessica Simpson, pregnant. Yes, again. Nicki Minaj coined fellow American Idol judge Steven Tyler a racist. And then Kevin Clash, we have to say a few words about the former Elmo voice. Yeah, we have to talk about it. Interesting opinions we have to discuss there. I mean, okay, we'll just get to a little bit later. But as I told you guys, there's a lot going on in Tinseltown. And I'm just doing a piece of the news. As a matter of fact, okay, I'll just mention it later. There's some other crazy breaking news it just broke for me just a little bit ago, but we'll get into a little bit later. And then also tonight, who I am excited to speak to, our special guest for this evening will be Cynthia Schaefer. Cynthia Schaefer is a blogger for RealUrbanNews.com, and Real Urban News is like a cousin media outlet, you know. She has to go live, and Real Urban News, you know, we really get along, the rubbing elbows and stuff. And so for tonight, Cynthia Schaefer is going to come by tonight and discuss a really interesting topic that I'm really happy to talk about. It's going to be about military families, and exactly what topic, you have to stick around. Maybe I should tell them. Should I? Okay, all I'll say is this much. It does derive from, I don't know. Y'all have to stick around. You just have to stick around. But it's going to definitely be a great segment, you guys. And then be sure also to call into the show. If you have a thought on one of the topics that we are discussing tonight, or you want to bring up a new topic, definitely feel free to call into the show or to call and speak to any of the guests at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. Now, we're going to take a quick musical break, you guys, but when we return, I will share with you some of the show's upcoming celebrity guests that will be on the show soon. Yes, celebrity guests are definitely coming to hang out here at the Kickin' Spot. And also I will elaborate on the relationship tip of the evening, which is communication is a three-way street. It's what I said, what you heard, and what I meant. We'll be right back, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you.
Let's get right into this here. Where are we? Well, we're here at the Kicker Spot, of course, and I'm your host, T. Angelo. So, I guess I'm using a new tongue today. Okay, so, relationship tip of the evening. Communication is a three-way street. It's what I said, what you heard, and what I meant. So I would say basically, you guys, recognize that when you're speaking to someone, that they're not always really hearing exactly what you're saying or you're trying to convey. What they're hearing is what they think you're trying to say, not really listening to what you're saying. Better yet, they're interpreting what you're saying as they are to believe it, which typically is a little bit different than what you meant to say. And sometimes arguments kind of, you know, convince and come out of situations like that because the communication is not quite there like it should be. I mean, sometimes when you're talking, again, because if you're in a situation where someone's talking to you, you're kind of paying attention, but again, you're interpreting what they're saying. And so it could always lead to miscommunication, especially when people interpret what you said incorrectly. Now, once they interpret what you said wrong, because you're like, that's not what I said to you, you had right then what you said and what they heard, and now you have to explain to what you meant. Okay, simple, quick story. You have a husband and wife talking. The wife goes on to explain to the husband how she married him because he was the only one. He was simply the only one. And how could she not marry him? He was the only one. And so that's what she said. Now, what did he hear? He heard her say, she only married me because nobody else asked her. I was the only one who asked her. Like, really? Like, it had nothing to do with love for me. It had nothing to do that I was just a good dude, but I was the only one who asked you. Like, really? So now he's upset at his wife. So when he tells her, she's like, no, that's not what I said. What I meant was you were the only one, as in there was no one better, as in you were the only one because no one reached your level. When I met you, I knew that you were the one because there was no other. And he was all kind of butthurt for like a day about it. And there you have it. What I said, what you heard, and what I meant. So you guys just kind of recognize that with communication, it is definitely a three-way street. It is always, I'm going to say this one last time, it is always going to be what I said, what you heard, and what I meant. Remember, guys, communication is the number one key.
T'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
You guys, welcome back. We are actually...
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog, yes, I said it, EOTMblog.com is the site to visit.
Shh, I said be quiet. It's coming on. And get off my foot.
Yeah, my bad. I be talking out of turn tonight. Okay, where we at? Okay, Celebrity Hub. The Celebrity Hub. Bonnie Christina, a.k.a. Whitney Houston's daughter, a.k.a. Bobby Brown's daughter. I guess they had her together. Anyhow, the late Whitney Houston's daughter was recently in a car accident, and she was cited by police after being involved in a car accident this past Wednesday in which the vehicle was left... She was cited by police this past Wednesday as they found that her vehicle had left the road. She traveled down an embankment and crossed the lanes. Apparently, police in Atlanta suburbs confirmed that a black Chevy Camaro, my favorite car, had veered off the road and traveled through other lanes, striking trees and broken the embankment until it eventually came to a stop. The officer completed an official accident report stating that the traffic citation for Mrs. Brown was for offense of failure to maintain the lane. So her ticket was for not maintaining the lane. not for anything too, you know, too bad, but she did fall off, you know, slide off the road and roll down a little embankment and, again, running into a tree. Now, they wrote in a statement that the damages to the vehicle were moderate. And I was, oh, okay, so, you know, a little slide off the road, maybe the ground was kind of wet or whatever, you know, it can happen to anybody. But then I went and looked at pictures that you can find on the internet, and yeah, I thought the statement that it was moderate was a lie. Y'all can check out the pictures yourself, and you will see that the whole front end of the vehicle was gone, like there was no bumper attached anymore. And the tire on the passenger side, on the front passenger side tire had, like, come off the rim. Now, maybe that's considered moderate because she could get out the car and it wasn't, like, total, but I didn't quite think that was moderate. I thought that was a little bit more than that. And so you have the question of, you know, what's under the influence? Like, what caused this? And I'm sorry, and I really wish all the best for Bobby Christina in her, you know, her career and things she has going on. But I did manage to catch an episode or two of that reality show that the family has going on, and from what I've seen, it's not without possibility that she could have been a little lit on something or other. I don't know. You'll make all your own judgments. I just say I'm thinking she could have been under the influence because, you know, it's just what I feel. Because, you know, who just slides off the road without no rain? Like I said, maybe it was raining. They didn't mention that in this report. So that's all I'll say about that. I digress. Our girl Jessica Simpson pregnant once again. Yes, just merely 7 months after Simpson delivered her new baby Maxwell. And then shedding a very public 60 pounds with the Jenny Craig diet, we are now hearing that she is once again pregnant all over again. Now, granted, this pregnancy was not planned. She probably just as surprised as the rest of us. And if you guys remember, Jessica Simpson did put on quite a few pounds with the last baby. And so she had to shed those 60 pounds and came out looking beautiful. And now I guess she'll be right back at it. So I guess good luck with that. Yeah. Good luck with that. I guess it's pregnancy. It's supposed to be congratulations. That's what I should say. Congratulations. All right. And now we have our boy Steven Tyler apologizing to Nicki Minaj over an American Idol Twitter feud. Now, it seems, you guys, that Tyler said something on to Nicki Minaj in the effect of something about if Bob Dylan, if it was Bob, and I'm picking out a little piece of quote here, you guys, but it says if it were Bob Dylan, Nicki Minaj would just have him sent to the cornfield and be done with him. And that's where things kind of get interesting because she didn't like the statement the way that he called it a cornfield. She felt that that was really inappropriate and was racially driven. Now, the outspoken rapper didn't take to his criticism very well and took to Twitter. And she had to say what she had to say. Minaj did not find his statement. She found his statement to be racially charged. And Tyler did apologize, went on to say that I am in a lot of things, but I'm definitely not a racist. That is not something that I am. And I guess, I don't know. Okay, let me pause on that. That's pretty much the story itself. Well, here we go. We had Nicki and Mariah going on for a minute. That finally calmed down. Now you have Nicki and Steven going at it for a minute. I haven't even caught a full episode of the American Idol show yet. I'm going to have to pull up on YouTube or something because I want to see if this is really real or are they just trying to keep the show relevant, you know? That's a good question. I don't even know how to approach that one. I don't even know. That's questionable. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of my thoughts together how I feel about that. So, anyhow, and we digress. And the reason I get stuck on that, to call Steven Tyler a racist, I think it's kind of a bold statement. I mean, I really just don't foresee that for him. Great, you know, great guy in music, does all sorts of things. So I'm sure he's very multicultural, you know, has a very multifaceted group of people who work with him over all these years. I mean, he's a very respected, very well-known musician and, you know, taking to Twitter and all that stuff. I don't know. It just seems a little made up. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Anyhow, and then we have the whole Kevin Clash, you know, the gentleman who is the voice of Elmo. Now, if you've been following this story, you may have known that there was some sexual allegations put out about him from some now grown men who were stating that he had had sex with them when they were young lads. We're talking about having gay sex with these young boys when they, well, now grown men, but with them when they were young, with having these acts happen while they were young boys. And the first person came out, I think, about a month ago, and now we're up to a total of three different gentlemen coming out, one of them now 30 years old, and talking about putting a book out that talks about and describes the things that is going on with him. And, you know, we're just wondering, is this really about justice? Are they really coming out because they want to see justice come about because he was wrong for what he did? Or does it just seem that maybe they found out this man got a little bit of money because he's Elmo? So when I say a little bit, I mean all of it. And now they want to get a payday. And I just think that it's really kind of a coincidence that they would do that, because when the football coach dude had came out and that whole scandal came out about him raping the football players and things of that nature, the gentlemen involved with that were very low-key, didn't want their faces seen, just wanted justice to prevail. Where in this situation, it doesn't seem like any of the accusers are worried about him going to jail to get justice. They're just trying to get a check. And to the point where this new cat, the latest one, the 30-year-old guy, is to the point where he's sitting out, what'd he say? Oh, he wants to take $5 million and now trying to get a book deal? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And then even inside of all that, it wasn't like he got raped. I mean, granted, Kevin should have been involved with this young man because he was completely underage, and that was a complete inappropriate, you know, gesture and things to do. But at the same time, now that it's 15 years later, you're an adult and you're just trying to cash in on a wrongdoing. I don't know. I think it's all kind of gamey. I think it's kind of shady. And I don't know. I mean, if he gets in trouble for what he did, I understand that. I mean, he has since resigned as the voice of Elmo, but all this paying out of money, I don't know. It just seemed kind of funny to me, Okay, that's all I will say about that, you guys. So, and then the shocking news that I mentioned, the breaking news that you can also find on EOTMblog.com is the unfortunate news that the royal Jackson family, the father has recently had a stroke. Let me see. I was actually just trying to catch up on that story, you guys, as I came in and it came through my Facebook. And I was like, oh, my goodness, not the royal family. Not the royal family. Let me see here. Where we go? I'm just pulling up right here. Here we go. Joe Jackson suffers a mild stroke. Yep, there it is. The Jackson family has a panic. You know, they're at a panic as he suffered a mild stroke that happened this morning, matter of fact. He was being treated in a Las Vegas hospital, sources close to the family say. Jackson is 83 years old and is in he has very good spirits and is expected to be sent home from the hospital on Friday. So tomorrow he'll probably get himself back here in California. What happened? It just says he had a mild stroke, similar to two others he suffered in the past 5 years. So we have to hope that he's keeping himself together. You know, the Jackson family, that's one of the royal families. We don't want to be losing nobody else to the royal family. So then moving forward, we also had, I'm not sure if you guys have been listening, I'm going to go back to Bobby Christina here for just a second, but Bobby Christina has recently allegedly been engaged to her, one of her best friends. I think he's like an step, and he was a stepson of Whitney Houston's, if you will. It's still not the right terminology I'm trying to use, but nonetheless, it says Bobby Christina's boyfriend arrested. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, Nick Gordon, Bobby Christina's boyfriend, was arrested for reckless driving on Wednesday, and he appears to be okay. Now, hold up. He got reckless driving going on, too? Apparently, Gordon was stopped in Georgia after 6:30 p.m., after the cops said he was going 82 miles an hour in a 35 miles an hour zone. Well, I can't be too mad at him. He shouldn't have been going 50. I mean, truth be told, 35 miles an hour, I'm going 50. I'm sorry. I'm just following the troop in L.A. who really goes 35 miles an hour. I'm going down Sepulveda. Like, really? I'm going to go 35 miles an hour down Sepulveda? I'm not doing it. So, anyhow, you guys, he's recently been arrested and for traffic, you know, for going too fast. The officers aboard, he doesn't seem to be under influence or anything, I don't think, but you definitely have to go to EOTMblog.com to get the rest of the story because it just hit And I haven't had a chance to get deep into that story yet, but I have to digress. I'm going to read more a little bit later. So anyhow, for all these stories, you guys, and more, do visit EOTMblog.com. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we will be talking with Cynthia Schaefer of Real Urban News. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find a kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I called him the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. No, I didn't.
The kick it spot, kick it spot, kick it spot, kick it spot. The kick it spot, kick it spot, kick it spot, kick it spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my first. Sorry.
The kick it spot, 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 the kick it spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick it spot.
Hey there, what's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo. Okay, so, oh my goodness, excuse me. So welcome back, you guys. You are currently tuned into the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo. So I'm very excited, you guys, to speak to Cynthia Schaefer, a blogger for Real Urban News. And you can definitely check them out at realurbannews.com, real spelled R-E-E-L, urbannews.com. And currently, Cynthia is doing a three-part series on the, oh my goodness, I'm going to pronounce this right. You guys cannot believe I've been stuttering over we're going to have a young lady say it for me and pronounce it because I don't want to do it wrong. It's a three-part series on military families. And let's just go ahead and welcome Cynthia to the kicker spot, you guys, to get the correct pronunciation of this word. Cynthia, welcome out to the kicker spot. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I have been tripping over this word. Can you please pronounce General David's last name?
Well, I want to let you know that as for much as I wrote about it, I still have trouble spelling it, so I understand. It's Petraeus. Petraeus.
Petraeus.
Yes, Petraeus.
I don't know why I don't. You know what it is? Because it's not, like, the spelling doesn't really go for me. And I've been stuttering over Petraeus all day.
I understand.
And I thought,
like I said,
I was going to have it by this interview, but I'm working on it.
That's okay. If you say P, we know what you're talking about.
Thank you for being understanding. I totally appreciate it. But welcome to the kicker spot. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the invitation. I'm nervous and excited, and I just think it's really cool that you are giving an opportunity to for a military perspective, because it's just really not out there. And that's what spurred me on as far as being really excited when Michael asked me to write something about it. And I was like, gosh, I think that would be good. That would be good.
And a good write you have been doing, I think, like you said, is something that hasn't been considered. And I know until I had read the blog and started getting into it, did I even really question it? Like, you have different views and want to talk about some of that here in a second. But I was like, oh, my goodness. To the listeners, we are talking to Cynthia Schaefer, a blogger for realurbannews.com. You guys are more than welcome to stop by realurbannews.com, R-E-E-L, urbannews.com, to check out this blog that we are discussing. So, Cynthia, go ahead and let the listeners know the title of your blog and what the meat of it is discussing.
The meat of it is bringing out the military perspective, which I believe has been excluded, such that the general public, I don't think they've had an opportunity to consider or appreciate the reasoning of General Petraeus, Mr. Petraeus, and Director Petraeus, you know, depending on what hat he's wearing, but Petraeus,
right.
Why he did what he did. And the civilian side, and I just want to say, when I say civilian, I just basically mean non-military. So on the civilian side, you know, this is a very serious topic as far as the head of CIA, you know, resigning, and everybody's talking about the affair. And just so much was concentrated on the affair. And there wasn't a perspective as far as why he did what he did, because really he didn't have to. He's not in the military. The way the military thinks about it is very different. He could have ridden it out and see where the cards would fall. But he immediately, when it came out, he did what he basically knew what to do his whole military career. And when you look at it from a civilian point of view, people really draw a bright line between the personal life and the professional life.
Right.
People say it doesn't matter what you do in your personal life. You know, as long as you're doing your job, then everything, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, in the military, it's a little bit different because when it comes down to it, one day, you probably will have to order somebody, a subordinate, to do something that may cost them his life. You know, especially since we're still in Afghanistan and we're still out there doing, you know, these things, boots on the ground. And if they don't respect you and if they don't trust you, that's going to be a really hard order to follow, so to speak.
Right.
And there is a command, you know, in the military. You don't have to say, would you please do this, like in the civilian side. It's, you know, soldier, you will do this, right?
Right,
and it's
right,
understood,
right.
And it's not taken as being rude. It's just the way there needs to be order
right.
when you're doing such serious service, you know, if
right.
you will. These guys have raised their hand and taken an oath to say that they're going to defend the Constitution. And so that's, again, something that's very different than the civilian side. You go and get your interview, you're happy you get this job, no one's going to ask you to raise your hand and take an oath in general. You know what I mean?
Right,
in general, that's
right,
just
right.
unheard of. So looking at it from that point of view, when the news broke, I just felt like I had a completely different mindset about it. And even in my local paper, they ran two op-eds. And I just was like, I understand what you're saying. Separate,
right.
you know, personal and professional. But it really isn't. The line, there is no line, so to speak, in the military. It's one and the same, 24/7.
And I think, and unfortunately, I am very much on the side of business versus personal life. I don't pay
correct.
You to get married. I don't pay you to treat your wife correct. Your job and what you and your wife have going on has nothing to do with the service you're providing for me. I mean, when you go to Macy's to buy an item, you don't question, well, did you kiss your wife goodbye before you came to work today? Oh, I can't buy this
right.
because you're treating her wrong. And so, and that's why I personally question, why was this affair such a big topic of discussion? And in your blog, the Petraeus Military Family is what the blog is titled, you guys, the Petraeus Military Family, you discussed
right.
and were able to get outlooks from different people. And I was like, oh. And so let's talk about that. Why did you find this story? Why was it important for us to hear their voice?
Well, in general, like I said, I think most of the people, because I don't look up everybody's bio as far as, you know, whose name is on the byline to what they're writing, but I just got a sense from what they wrote that they were civilian, and they did not have any kind of military affiliation. And I do find, in general, if you're not around a military post, and unlike the World War II generation, where during that time, you know, everybody knew somebody to some extent, you know, they had some kind of military affiliation, if not in the military themselves. We've just gotten away from that, so to speak. And so there, I just felt like there wasn't a voice, and the things that they were saying didn't ring, not necessarily true. It just seemed like there was a void. And when Michael asked me to look at it from a personal and not political point of view, which is very popular to look at from a political point of view. I thought about it, and I said, you know what, let me reach out to some of the people who I know who are affiliated with the military, in the military, different relationships regarding the military, and see what they have to say about it. And as I wrote in the blog, I was very overwhelmed and touched by the thoroughness and the thoughtfulness that people put into their replies. And I wasn't on the phone with anybody
right.
who wrote this out. I mean, it's one thing when you're on the phone or you're meeting for coffee and you go back and forth and you go back and forth. You know, there were some people who are local and I was able to do that and we had a good conversation. But most of these people, they're all over the world, you know, and so I didn't have a chance to connect with them on a personal level face to face.
So you just had the
and
text.
So they
you
wrote.
Had to just get the text. That's even more powerful because now you get to sit with it and really see what they were putting out there. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, as a
kind
matter
of
fact, when I started getting all the different, when I started getting the replies, I was happy that I was getting replies, but then I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to synthesize all this? You know, how am I going to honor? And I felt very pressured as far as how am I going to honor what it is that they've trusted to tell me.
Okay.
You know, and
we're currently sitting here with Cynthia Schaefer of RealUrbanNews.com. We're discussing her blog, The Patheas Military Family, a blog with RealUrbanNews.com. And on your blog, you had one spouse who stated something to the effect of that she was saying how there was a brotherhood amongst the military men. Therefore,
yeah.
if they knew about the cheating, they
yeah.
probably wouldn't say anything because in most cases, they too have been unfaithful themselves.
Right. One of the things that I, again, appreciate about Michael's platform is he doesn't do a whole lot of screening, if you will. He really lets
mm-hmm.
me write what it is that I want to write, and
mm-hmm.
that doesn't happen in a lot of other outfits. And so
mm-hmm.
I didn't want this to come across as, oh, the military is so out there, and it's so different, and it's so untouchable, you know, and you can't comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
The military, they're people also. And they're fallible,
right.
and they make mistakes. What's different about the military is the expectation, why
mm-hmm.
that expectation is there, and if that expectation isn't met, what the fallout is. So it's just more defined. It's not that things don't happen like infidelity. It absolutely does. And
mm-hmm.
one of the words that kept coming up regarding infidelity in the military is opportunity. Because a lot of times you have a 9-to-5, you come home, you've got a pretty
right.
set schedule, you kind of drive the same way to work, drive the same way back. You know, these
mm-hmm.
guys are going overseas. You know, it's what's called TDY, temporary duty, right? So
mm-hmm.
this is
mm-hmm.
likened to a business person going on a business trip out of town. So it's the same thing. The military members, they travel for duty. And instead of just going maybe to St. Louis or Atlanta, you know, they're going to Italy. As a matter of fact, I have a girlfriend, her husband is stuck in Armenia. And I'm like, where is Armenia, right? So,
right.
you know, they're all over the world. And if you've
right.
ever flown internationally, there's just a lot of stress involved in that. And
mm-hmm.
and in some cases, a lot of wives or spouses, if you will, they are not even privy to where the military member is going. So
mm-hmm.
there's just an intensity a lot of times that isn't known, therefore cannot be appreciated, and therefore cannot be considered when a story
mm-hmm.
like this breaks.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's inside the blog when one of the spouses talked about how you feel like a single mother, and it was totally
yes.
opportunity. She said that, I guess, you know, you just need that support. You need that kind word. You need that person. And that's where the opportunity, kind of the void starts to get open bigger and bigger, and someone comes and fills that. And before you even realize kind of what you're doing, you started having an intimate relationship with the person, not physically, but just in the support realm, and it just kind of gets
Correct.
Carried away.
Correct.
And I thought that was... go ahead, yes.
No, please finish. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was going
to
say, I thought you painted a beautiful picture, which I felt really hit home for me. In part of the blog, it said, when the military persons, you know, go out and fight in war, they're out there in war, then and 10 hours later, they'll be at home sitting at a dining room table having dinner.
Right.
This is like a false sense of normalcy.
Correct.
Because
that,
I would just have bullets flying over my head, and now I'm saying, hi, honey, how are you doing today? What was going on? And she's talking to you
exactly.
about what happened on Oprah.
I know. Exactly. And Rick Johnson is the one who provided that insight. He is an author and speaker on family and marriage relationships, and he's currently working with military groups.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said to me, or wrote to me, that the military right now, as it is, they deal with a lot more than just infidelity. It's the family dynamic of the military member being away, and not just being
mm-hmm.
away, you know, to a conference, being away. And like you said, you know, the bombs are going off, the guns are going off, and then
mm-hmm.
they get sent back home. And
mm-hmm.
we who are affiliated with the military, we have a sensitivity to it. But it, just like a lot of things, unless you're in there, unless you're doing it yourself, you really cannot. You just don't understand. And
right.
the last thing a spouse wants to do is to come across as insensitive and, you know,
right,
not
right.
understanding. And so the military is doing a lot. They're doing a lot better job nowadays regarding that transition, how hard it is
mm.
and how difficult it can be. And so they're providing family services, and which wasn't like that. My father was in Vietnam. He did two tours. And so said that was not, you know, that just wasn't, back in the 70s, that just wasn't there in the military. And so
the military
you know, has also come a long way when it comes to considering the military family. And I really liked the last part of it when I really sat down and thought about it. Because a military member, like I said about the expectation, we know that they're going out to fight for our rights and protect, you know, the Constitution as far as, you know, allowing us to live in a country such as America. And they fully are aware, you know, when they raise their hand and take that oath. But the people who marry, you know, into it, and they don't take an oath, but they certainly go along, if you will, for the ride. And endure, you know, from a spouse, family, kid, you know, mother, father, you know, family perspective of everybody being in it together, and that everybody has their role to play.
Their role, yes.
So to speak, you know, and you know, as you were talking about earlier about communication, you know, and I that's so true. And it's funny because my husband, we have these discussions, and he's a very methodical and just a very matter-of-fact guy. And after I say what I said, he will say, "What I hear you saying is," and then he'll say whatever it is, and that gives me an opportunity to say yes or no. And so I'm a much better communicator because of him.
It's totally what I said, what you heard, and what I meant.
Exactly.
But
and so that's on a daily basis. You get to see them. You get to see who you're with. Now imagine you know, that situation.
Yeah.
They're not there. You know, but I will also say with technology, they now have more of an opportunity to stay in contact.
True.
You know, they're Skyping and the computers, and then there's just email, Facebook, all kinds of stuff to where they can still communicate.
Connect, right.
Connect.
Which wasn't
that's
before.
A better word, connect.
And I think that was plays a really big role because, and like you said, they go on these tours and they can be gone for 6 to 9 months at a time. And inside that 6 to 9 months, as a human being, we're evolving, we're changing. So you come back, I might not fully know you anymore.
Right.
And that definitely could grow, definitely make the, like you said, make the opportunity get bigger. And one of the writers that was on the blogs, he stated just about what it takes to stay together, what can help to ensure the faithfulness in a relationship. So with that part of the blog, do you think that there is a realistic, do you think it's realistic, the military marriage for those who go out on these long tours, is it realistic that these relationships can stand the test of times, or is it just too strong of circumstances?
No, it's very realistic. And I was thinking about that because it's like, well, you know, infidelity happens everywhere. But I think it really comes down to the type of person you are. You know, and there are some people, there was one guy or Air Force member who wrote, and cheating is just simply not an option. Now, that's not to say he might not make a mistake, right? But the point is he's going into it knowing that this is very important to him. And just like anything in life, if something's important to you, you're going to set priorities and you're going to do the things that you need to do. And if there's anything in the military that they're very good at doing is setting, you know, priorities and executing the mission. And so it's already and it's kind of like college and, I don't know, programming and radio hosting. Like I can't even imagine doing what you're doing. I'm in great admiration of being able to get on the radio and talk for 2 hours. Everybody's not cut out to do everything, right?
Right.
And so everybody's not cut out to be in the military. And so you have different personalities and you have different motivations and drives. And a lot of times people who do well in the military, they're kind of squeaky clean. So, you know, like from the outside, people look at him and go, oh, you know, I mean, even General Petraeus or Mr. Petraeus, he's no longer even CIA or in the military, so he's Mr. Petraeus.
Right.
But, you know, 37 years of marriage, and for most of the time he was, the last probably, 5 years, he was gone. Like, gone an inordinate amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so tragic, because he really, you know, he really was faithful all this time.
Right.
And I always say, because I've had these conversations with other, it's not just this particular situation.
Right.
You don't
okay.
wake up in the morning and say, brush my teeth, go to work, have an affair
mm-hmm.
at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Right,
you don't.
Right.
You don't schedule that. You don't.
Right.
You know. You don't go and seek it out and say, this is what I'm going to do. You.
It kind of. Yeah, like I say.
You put yourself. You put yourself in a situation
happened.
Where it will evolve. You know what I mean? And so those people who. Their marriage vows are important to them, they take those precautions. I was so appreciative of the Navy spouse who wrote, and she said, these are the things that we do, right? These are the
mm-hmm.
things that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Send a care package. Keep
mm-hmm.
yourself attractive. That's like a sacrilegious thing to say, especially with women's lib and rights. It doesn't matter, you know, what I look like and this kind of thing. You
That's
know?
A
but
lie. That's a lie.
Attractiveness
mm-hmm,
is a big deal.
Especially in America, because all the people on television are naked and they look good. They don't wear clothes on TV anymore. They just don't.
Well, yeah,
I don't
like
know.
I said, being in the military, you have physical standards, so it's okay to that in that area.
So I'll ask you one more question before I let you go, Cynthia. So
this
is now part two of the series. What do readers have to look forward to with part three?
Part three actually was published today. I thought it was going to come
That's
out tomorrow,
right.
but it's
it
yeah,
sure
so it's
was.
Out there. And so the part three, I actually tweeted to Michael that I loved the title. I don't know if some people know this, but whenever you're looking at a newspaper article, like
mm-hmm.
an op-ed, they don't title it. They don't title it. The newspaper people title it.
Okay.
So when I send my information or my blog in to Michael, he titles them. And
okay.
I tweeted to him that I really loved the title that he put on this.
Oh,
yes. Called Family Oath.
Family
because
Oath.
I concentrate, I introed it with some of the verbiage on the oath that a service member takes. And then I transitioned to say that, you know, the military member takes the oath, but the family doesn't take the oath. And then, I don't know, for him to kind of circle back around and put Family Oath, I just thought that was real special.
Yeah,
and I really liked it. And so the last part of it, I personalized it. Because a lot of times, like I say, everyone's talking about Mr. Petraeus and this affair and Paula Broadwell, and it's very sensationalized, you know, very gossipy, if you will. But there are real human beings behind it, namely
right.
families. And so he has a wife, and he actually has two grown children. And
mm-hmm.
she has a husband, and she's got two little ones. I think they're like 4 years old, 6 years old. And his daughter just got married, or Petraeus' daughter just got married last month.
Okay.
And when I read that, all I could think of was my wedding and how my father being there dressed in his military blue, his army dress blues, and just
mm-hmm.
breathtaking, you know, if you will.
Right,
And I'm thinking she probably had the same experience. I don't know what her father wore, you know, but the point
right.
is, he's your father, and he raised you, and he loved you, and now all this is out, you know, in the papers, and people are insensitive, and they're saying terrible things, and I
mm-hmm.
could not even imagine this situation being out on the papers and being a daughter. You know, this is my father going through it, and then me as the daughter having to, gosh, see this. What do you see?
Right.
I don't even know what to say. The words will come. Right? I mean, we're all in that kind of a situation. Like, what do you say? The words will come. But the point is, I'm not in that situation. I would never
right.
wish that situation on anybody. And I just felt like, even though I don't know her, I feel like we have some commonality.
Yeah.
I mean, her father's in the military. My father's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's a general, not a whole lot of fathers are generals. But, you know, the point is, I felt like there was kind of just a little connection. And if I ever had a chance to see her, you know, that I would give her a big hug.
Right.
And then we could go from there. But I kind of wanted to circle it back around to personalize it and say there are people, human beings, behind all of this stuff that's
well,
out there sensationalized on the headlines.
I think you definitely nailed it, and all the military families whose voices are unsung definitely tip their hat off to you because you did a very great job. I feel it's a great read. To the Kickerspot listeners, definitely swing by realurbannews.com to check out this three-part series that Cynthia has so beautifully put together. And, again, I enjoyed the read. Like you said, I love stories. I love stories. And this was, like, one that was a fresh story. I was like, ooh, I've never heard this story. What
were
they talking about? Like,
wow,
ooh, it was juicy. You're like, I need some ketchup. Wait a minute. This is good stuff. And
I appreciate
it was
that.
It was very well rounded. Where it went from why the why the cheating happened. You know, we talked about why the cheating happened and how it goes down and how people kind of shush about it as a brotherhood. But then it comes back around to say, but this is how it's not going, you know, this is how you can keep from it happening. It was definitely a good read, and I enjoyed that. So thank you, Cynthia, for that and enlightening.
Thank you very much, T. I appreciate it. And I just, before we part, I would like to thank all of our men and women in, you know, in the uniform, serving in our armed forces and doing the grind every day for people who they do not know.
Right.
And that we can do this. I can call in and you could say what you want to say and I could say what I want to say and you know, just affording us this freedom to do this because you definitely don't have this everywhere.
Whew, that is so much the truth. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia, for coming by and chilling here at the Kicking Spot. We really appreciate it.
You bet. I'm going to put this out, all the stuff that I can put out there, and I appreciate the opportunity. It really means a lot, and you take care.
Thank you to you as well. Listeners, be sure to check out Cynthia Shepherd's blog at realurbannews.com. That's R-E-E-L, urbannews.com. There's a lot of videos and a lot of great content there, so you'll definitely enjoy it. Again, thank you, Cynthia. You guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Be sure to stick around because, again, I got to tell you guys about the celebrities who will be visiting the Kicker Spot next week, okay? We'll be right back.
Hey, baby, this is Mother Luella Jenkins of EOTMRadio.com. I need y'all to go to www.wolfentertainment.com, AU. Go there and check out some of their music. Child, they got some music on there. You hear me? Child, they got, what's his name? Helmut. He know he play that saxophone. Yeah, he played a saxophone, and you know he give him hell now, because his name Hammer, honey. He know he played that phone. Now, y'all go on there and check him out. They got, what that name is? They got Toxic Flame, Green Fire, Blue Wolf, and Fetty, that boy Fetty, Ron Anthony, Sidney Bonds. I mean, just go on there and check it out. And Miss Wood, why she be boom, she boom, 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 boom. Yeah, boom, she boom, boom, boom. Yeah, she know she be doing that thing. You get me? Now, y'all go on there and check them out, because when you get Carla and Helmet together, you got some hell on this world. You get me? Because they're going to make sure you get some publicity. Now, you go on there and check them out and get some of the music, baby. Check out some of their music. Ooh, they know they play. They got all kind of rappers and jazz and everything. You tell them that Mother Luella James sent you there to get some of that music. And Helmet, you keep gathering them hair, baby.
This has been brought to you by EOTMRadio.com.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here chilling at the Kicker Spot. Miss Luella Jenkins is something else, ain't she? I so didn't know she was coming by. sorry. I was just cracking up behind that last break. Okay. Oh, I had a commercial. Oh, my bad. I forgot. Okay. Well, you know what? We're gonna take a quick music break, you guys. I forgot that I was gonna play, and then. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, you guys. I was just trying to be on top of things. You know, I'm trying to be on time and really diligent at my job. Okay, you guys. We're gonna take a quick musical break. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, baby. You know you got it. Oh, babe.
And baby, it's your love. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer, it's sweeter than anything else. You've got some kind of love. Ooh, you're putting all that work. How you gonna do me like that? Who told you to use me like that? Where'd you come from? Out the blue. I wasn't even expecting you, but you got me coming right back. Cause baby, I need it like that. I can't see nobody else, just you and me all by ourselves. And now that it's all said and done, I know that I've got number one. And maybe it's yours. You sure know how to raise the bar. You're showing me all I deserve. You're bringing me heaven on earth. I'm giving you 5 stars for just being who you are. So there ain't no need to rehearse. Let's get straight to work. I don't want nobody else. It's you and me all by ourselves. And now that it's all said and done, I found number one. And baby, it's your love. It's sweeter and better, it's finer, it's sweeter than anything else. And baby, it's
hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo. We are chilling here at the Kicker Spot. That was our girl, Vivian Green, with Anything Out There. I love that song. That's all I'll say about that. I'll digress. Excitement. Yes, excitement major. I told you guys earlier that we have some celebrities coming by the show, and I'm, like, really excited to tell you guys. The T'Angelo Live team has really been busting their butts to get the product and this new segment presented just right for you. So you will have to all tune in and invite all of your family and loved ones to join in as well, because that's my little suspenseful music. Y'all like that? Maybe not. Okay. for the month of December, we'll be launching a new feature segment entitled T'Angelo Live on Books. Yes, T'Angelo Live on Books. This segment will feature celebrity book authors, and we'll have some guest authors lined up, and we have a few This segment will feature celebrity book authors, and we definitely have a lineup that you do not want to miss. So starting December 6th, which is next Thursday, we will be featuring Eric LaSalle. Yes, book author, well, actor turned director, producer, now book author Eric LaSalle, most famously known for his role in the medical drama ER. Yes, he was best known for playing Dr. Peter Benton. And now LaSalle has released his first novel. It's a thriller entitled Laws of Depravity. Yes, Laws of Depravity with Eric LaSalle. He will definitely be here next week, so you guys have to check us out. Be sure to like all the pages and support and get those numbers, because as we're launching this new brand, of course, everyone wants to see the numbers and make sure that the support is out there. And I know you guys are there, so just go ahead and show yourselves the numbers. I really appreciate it and love you for it. Followed by, following December 6th show, we have December 13th. We will be visited by Beverly Hills matchmaker Marla Martinson. Her book, Diaries of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, is out, and she definitely has some key notes for us. So if you're trying to find your soulmate, she has a book called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. We'll be discussing that title as well, so you definitely check out Marla Martinson on December 13th. And then, yes, this is an action-packed December, because we're followed with December 20th. We will have the pleasure of chatting with Babylon 5's starring actress, Claudia Christian, to discuss her latest title, Babylon Confidential. a memoir of love, sex, and addiction. And this is another awesome show you will not want to miss, as her story is very strong and just a good story on finding yourself and redemption. So, you guys, for all these dates and times, you can visit tiangelo.com and click the Tiangelo Live on Books tab. You'll see right on the right-hand side, the logo is there as well. Again, for all these dates and times, go to tiangelolive.com. That's TEANGELO.com.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
All righty, you guys, we are gearing up to get out of here. Before we go, I want to just, again, thank Cynthia Schaefer for stopping by the Kickin' Spot and giving a giving us more in-depth look on the military family. And, again, you can definitely check out her three-part series of the military family. I was just on the site, but I want to – you guys can go to realurbannews.com. That's R-E-E-L, urbannews.com. And there on the homepage, you can see three-part series. Part one, the Bathias Effect. Part two, the Bathias Military Family. And then part three, Family Oath. And read up on just another outlook on the military family and, you know, the bond of marriage and how it can and stay together and sometimes get a little shaky and perhaps fall apart. All righty, you guys, we will – EOTM will definitely be featuring this blog on our page as well, so you can check it out. So that'll be awesome. So, like I said, it's a good read. You guys want to check it out. I know I really enjoyed it. If you enjoy a good story, you know, and like you said, she's getting these, some of these inserts are from the people who experienced it themselves. It's not just an opinion, but people who actually live the lives. Okay. Snarf. So, what am I still talking about? Keep working. Okay, so you guys also know that, like I said, we've been working, the Change Our Life team is really working diligently to get, you know, the celebrity lineup for you, and there's also more to come. T'Angelo Live will be attending the Los Angeles Fit Expo on January 19th and 20th. T'Angelo Live will also be attending the College Expo, as I do every year because I really support the higher education. That's taking place on February the 2nd. And EOTM will be attending the Academy Awards, as we do. So there's a lot going on. We're definitely working to keep you guys entertained, as we love to do so much. All righty. I'm going to have to work something out because I think we need to discuss what we're wearing to the Academy Awards this year. We know well in advance. And I think I wore gray the first year. No, I wore black the first year, and then I wore gray the second year. What to wear, what to wear, what to wear. This is always, presentation is everything, you guys. Presentation is everything. But anyhow, inside of all that, I just want to say keep working to achieve your dreams. It is not easy, but it's definitely well worth the ride. It gets rocky and shaky, and the hills get really high and steep. But through it all, just pray and keep your sanity and keep it pushing, because slowly but surely you start nipping away at that mountain, and eventually you will strike gold. All righty, you guys, other than that, we're going to go ahead and get out of here and pull this train to a close, and I just want to say thank you. Be sure, you guys, to like, follow, tweet, all that stuff. We really love it, and we really are watching out for you, okay? Stop by T'Angelo.com for all the times that the celebrity guests. Stop by T'AngeloLive.com to purchase the books that we're going to be talking about. What is it, Laws of Depravity, Babylon Confidential, as well as The Diaries of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker. Definitely go ahead and pick those books up, so when we have the book discussion, you can just chime in and give us a call and talk with the authors as well. Okay, you guys, we're gonna have a blast. I'm really excited to take on this new venture, T'Angelo Live on Books. Matter of fact, I think when I leave here, I'm going to the studio to record the theme music. Am I? Or is that on Friday? I don't remember right now. All right, you guys, let me go before I start babbling. Anyhow, you guys, this has been great. Remember to live life to the fullest and just live. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and I'm out.
It's your boy. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy. It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself on top.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.